We are learning the Sefer Megillah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the bottom line of Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Said in the Mishnah that the Megillah has to be written with certain types of inks. Says in the Mishnah, Yisuksu v'sam u'v'sikra v'kum kumun v'kankatayim, those four inks, it's no good. Ala niyar v'adiftera, certain type of paper, lo yotza. Achte ksuva ashuris al sefer v'diyoy. Those written ashuris al sefer v'diyoy. So it says the Mishnah has to be with sefer v'diyoy. Agav is a question. It says achte ksuva ashuris al sefer v'diyoy. The problem is the Mishnah said before that for giftis you let it write for giftis, for midyonis let it write for midyonis, you let it write yivonis for yivonis. So what's the achte ksuva ashuris? So someone at Taina that has to be written ashuris letters, even though you're doing it in the yivonis, that's written ashuris letters. Some take out the word ashuris. Others say it's going back on Lashon HaKodesh. But upon them, what's the gay for our Gemara right now is that it has to be the sefer ubedioi and not the other type of inks. So our Gemara is explaining what's these four type of inks that are no good. What are they? Zokti Gemara. Sam is Sama. Sama is a type of ink that's a little bit goldish. It's called Zarnich in Lashon HaKodesh. It's not a good ink. Sikra, Amra Avachana, is Sikrasa Shema. It's called Sikrasa, which is a red dye. And Rashi says they use it to dye the shields or the that they use. Kumas is kuma, is made from the sraf, the ilon, it's made from a sap from a tree. It's also not good ink. Kankatoim, the Gemara says in Papi Tazan Al, kankatoim is charsa the ushkavi. It's shoe polish, it's black shoe dye that they use to make the shoes black. That type of ink is no good for the Megillah or for Sefer Kodesh. Now, which type of cloth is no good? Diftera, what's diftera? That's a piece of hide, the maliach. It's salted, the kemiach, and it's soaked in water. But the light of it, they didn't smooth it out with gall stones. Of it is a type of gall knots, type of knot that they rub it out. And this of it, they didn't do it. They have to do it on the cloth in order to be kosher a cloth. If they didn't do that, it's not kosher. Nayer is machka. Nayer is what we call paper. Rashi is made out of grass and glued together. That's paper is also no good. It has to be cloth that's meliach, kemiach, and offix. Now Tosfos speaks out that kosher, hey, kosher cloth mishlanu, we don't use the gall nuts. So what's pshat kosher? Tirz many times shasid shanu noistim beklofim, our like plaster, whatever it is, we put on our klofim mahanika fatzim. The same job as gall nuts. So tak, we don't use these days. These gold knots, but we use something else that's the same thing, and that's why our cloth is kosher. Zok de Gemara, Achte Ksuva Ashuris, until it says Ashuris, the Chsiv says in the Pasuk, Kikhsavam Ukhizmanam, has to be like their Ksav Ukhizmanam. Kikhsav, so you see from here, has to be Ashuris. Like whatever the Ksav is. Al Sefer Ubadioi. So how do you know it has to be Sefer Ubadioi Taka? We said all the things are no good. What's the Makar in the Psukim? That it has to be dafka on a cloth and with the special ink that's used for Sifrei Torah. So, Gemara Menalon, how do you know? I say, Ksiv Hachavai Tichtoiv Esther Hamalka. Ksiv Hassam, it says over there in the Pasuk, this Pasuk is in Yirmiyah, it's actually talking about the Megillas Eicha. It says, V'yemelem Baruch, Yipiv, Yikre Elai, is called Varma Eile, Bani Kaisiv Al Sefer B'diyoy, Bani Rora Al Sefer B'diyoy. Here it says, Lashon Kaisiv, so look at our Ksiv, just like, here it says Sefer Ubedioi. Right, Esther Malka also has to be written with Sefer Ubedioi. The two we haven't asked that before we had a drasha that it can't be our pair. We learned from Ksoiv Zeus Vizikarim by Sefer. Why don't we learn from this pasuk? And why do you need this? Is that Teretz is this pasuk needs? Why do you need this pasuk? We had that pasuk. Teretz is you need it because of Dioi. Doesn't say Dioi there. I and ask you if you have this pasuk, why do you need that pasuk? I think the Torah says, because that's Divrei Torah, this is Divrei Kabbalah, so it's better to learn out, at least per sefer, from the Pasuk in the Torah of Amalek. Akapanam Ad Kan, explaining the Mishnah, and the first Mishnah in the Parak. Now I'm going to go to the second Mishnah of the Parak. Ben Hir Ir Shalach Lekrach. We know that an Ir, that's a regular city, they lay in Megillah on the 14th day. A Krach, there's a walled city, they lay in it on the 15th day. So just for clarity's sake, when we learn this Gemara and the Mishnah, we're going to teach the Krach, that's Yerushalayim, and Ben Ir is Bnei Brak. Bnei Brak is they lay in Megillah on the 14th day because it has no wall, and Yerushalayim, they lay in on the 15th day because it has a wall. So Ben Ir, some from Bnei Brak, Shalach LeKrach, that went to Yerushalayim, or Ben Krach from Yerushalayim, Shalach LeIr. So it depends. If you plan on going back, we'll see in the Gemara what that means. Then you're laying on the place where you came from, your hometown. If not, you're laying with them. And we'll see in the Gemara what that means exactly. Where do you have to hear the Megillah from to be Yotza, the mitzvah of Megillah? What's Ma'akib? So, Machlekes. Rameya Omakula, you have to hear the entire Megillah. Rabbi Yudai Rame Ish Yehudi, from Ish Yehudi. Rabbi Yisrael Me'achar Hadavara Ma'ila. From Achar Hadavara Ma'ila, which is Gidal, that Achashverosh Gidal HaMelech, Achashverosh Homer Amdosa, which is Perek Gimel. Ish Yehudi is the beginning of Perek Beis. So it's either the whole Megillah or the beginning of Perek Beis, the beginning of Perek Gimel. We'll see in the Gemara also what's Pshat in these Mandiyamim. So first Gemara is going to talk about our beginning of our Mishnah. The beginning of Mishnah said that a Bnei Braka that went to Yerushalayim, when you sign with the Bnei Braka, it depends if Asa Lachsa L'mkayim or not. Zachti Gemara, Amar Rabba, Loi Shanu, El Sha Asa Lachsa V'lei Le'aba Asa. When do we say that you lain, like, let's say we're going on, in this case, we're going on someone from Yerushalayim that went to Bnei Brak. So when do we say he lains on the 15th day? Only if he plans on going back by night. He went to Bnei Brak 14th by night, but he still plans on going back to Yerushalayim before daytime. So then we say he lains, doesn't have to lain on the 14th, he lains on the 15th. Aval in os lachso b'lei le'arba osa, but if he plans on staying in Bnei Brak until the day, kari evahem, he has to lain on the 14th day. Like Rashi explains, because someone ben yoimai, pruz ben yoimai, the mikra pruz means an open city. A guy who's for one day, he could be a one day person. Pruz ben yoimai is called a person from a pruz. And why do we go basa? You have to be there by day. Because the reason is, we know the day is the ikr megillah is by day. Like we learned before, ikr megillah is by day. So if you're going to go home by night, and you're just there by night, you don't have to lay megillah on the 14th. But if you're going to be there by day already in Bnei Brak, you have to lay megillah on the 14th by day. And Rashi says the same thing goes for the opposite case, where Ben Ir, which means a Bnei Braka, went to Yerushalayim. So if he plans on coming back on the 15th by night, he plans on coming back to Bnei Brak, he's not going to be there. It means he's already there from Tanis Esther already. He's in Yerushalayim from Tanis Esther. If he plans on going back home to Bnei Brak by the night of the 15th, he has to lay on the 14th. Even though he's in Yerushalayim, he has to lay on the 14th because he's still a Bnei Braka. But if he plans on being in Yerushalayim by the 15th by day, then he lays like the Yerushalayim, he lays on the 15th. That's the...
How long do you have to be there to be considered Ben Ir?
Just by day. So 2 minutes. Tessa. 2 minutes. What?
Some kind of sex, something says.
Right, yeah.
So he's called the Ben Ir already?
Yeah. He did one day is enough. You have to be only you beat it by day. That's already a cool thing. By day, right? By day, right? That's the halacha. If you did 15 by day, you're laying on the 15th. So that's the halacha. Read in Tzav Moment. Tzav Moment. Loishon os lachs of leil arvasa. Aval ain os lachs of leil arvasa. Kari imam. You laying if you're going to be there into the day. You laying like the city you're in. Amar Rav Na Amir. How do I know my halacha? The chesiv is in the pasuk. Akene yehudim aprozim hayoyishvim ba'ori aprozis. Therefore, the Jews who live in open cities, that they live in open cities. So Mechti, Ksiva Yehudim HaProzim. It says Yehudim from the city of Prozim. Lomim Mechtav, Hayoshim Vari HaProzim. Why is it repeated over again? Hakamash V'law, and the Proz Ben Yoyim Nikra Proz. If you are one day Proz, you call a Proz. And Ashkan Proz, Mukav V'law, hey, you are one day Mukav, is called a Mukav. Svaru. I mean, the Proz Ben Yoyim Nikra Proz, because of someone in open city is called a Proz if he's there one day. Mukav ben yoyim kara mukav also. A mukav ben yoyim is called a mukav. And therefore, like we said, that if you're going to be there overnight into the day, the halacha is that you lay Megillah like that day and not like your hometown. V'amar Rava. So that's this halacha. That's halacha. V'amar Rava. Rava adds on halacha. Adds on another halacha. We know that kfarim are makdimim to do the Megillah earlier. So what happens if you have a ben kfar who laid Megillah on the 12th day of Adar, because that was the Yom HaKnisa? Then he lands up in a big city for Purim. What's the halacha? So Rava comes and tells us the halacha. I'm a Rava. Ben kfar shalach le'ir. He went to a city on Purim. Ben kach u ben kach kari imam. Even if he plans on going back before the day, he still lanes with them. He has to lay Megillah again for the second time. My taima.
Because really, this person from the small city, really his mitzvah Purim is 14th day. Or 15th day. Whatever, but like a big city, not 12th day. The Rabban will make on the Kfarim, in order that they should be able to give food to the brothers in the Krachim. Or like the Marshes Maskana, because they have a schus, a kula, because they gave, they used to give supply food to the Achayim of Krachim. But either way, it's a kula for them. Sahani milikis v'duchta. It's only where they're in their derfel, when they're little town. But when they are in the city, then Bnei Yair Rabbi Mikri. They go back to the regular din of Bnei Yair. So Rav is saying, Amari, the good thing, that it's possible you have to hear Megillah twice on two different Purims. You already heard Megillah on your base, you have to hear again on your Dal, if you're there, even only there at night. Like Tosfos has a problem. Tosfos has a kash. Kash, loma, yachs of yikosh tepamim. Tosfos says, no, it's a good pshat, because Lamaisa, the real din is the Bnei Yair, it's only a kula, and therefore he has to read Megillah twice. Zok to Gemara, what?
Yeah, the same
din. Yeah, the same din. That's a real din. These are din 14, 15. They are real din Purim, not a din of Koydman. Koydman is only like a kula, and once he's here, so he has the same din. Chayr will be the same din. I don't know that for a fact, but I'm assuming it's the same din. Eisve Abaya Ben Krach Shaholach Leir Ben Kach Uben Kach Koyr Kim Koyma. There's a cryptic brisa here. And Abaye uses Brisa to ask a kasha Rava. It says a ben krach, which means someone from Yerushalayim, shehalach liyer, that went to Bnei Brak, ben kach or ben kach karakum kaima. Either way, he lanes like Yerushalayim. Right, the Gemara, ben krach sakataytach, is that true, that he always lanes kim kaima? It's not true. Vim osid lach sor talya mosa. Heck, taitcha Brisa means a bank krach, a bank krach, a bank. It's not true. A bank krach is totally if he's planning on going back or not. If he's in Bnei Brak, plans going back by night, then he lanes like the fifth. He lanes if he plans going back, he lanes the 15th. If he stays by Bnei Brak by day, it lanes like a 14th. So it's Zokta Bai, you have to change bank krach to bank kvar, elav bank kvar. And what does it say? And what does it say in the Brisa? A bank. Let's change it to bank kvar. Bank kvar is halach leir. Bank krach, bank krach, bank krach. Either way, he's karak mekayma and yud base. So it's a kasha on Rava. So Rava answers back, what are you talking about? V'lav terustei mitrasta, you yourself changed ben krach to ben kvar. So I'll change something else also. Tani kari imam, he lanes with them. And once you change it, you might as well change it to me already. The whole thing is not a first surprise. So therefore, once you change the from ben krach to ben kvar, you also change from kari kim to kari imam, huh? Make a mimi stifi dear by come back home or not. That's Allah. Kari mom. Adkan the sugya ben ir shalach krach, which incidentally is a huge sugya because the other rishonim like the Ramban, the Baal Amar, the Rif, they all have different pshatim in the Gemara. The Rambam different pshatim in the Gemara. Therefore, in halacha, it's a very very big sugya. But Baruch Hashem, we made it through with Gemara Rashi. It's pretty simple. Zok to Gemara vayta. It said in the Mishnah, what part of the Megillah is Ma'akev v'di'evet? So we had in our Mishnah three shittas, either the whole entire Megillah or Ish Yehudi, from Ish Yehudi, which is Ish Yehudi, Habishim Abiru, Shmoy, Mardechai, Meyar, Vashim, and Kish, Ishimini, or from the third parak, Achad, Varmaela, Gidah, Melech, Achashverosh, Shomer, Amdasa. That's the three different shittas in our Mishnah. The Gemara starts off with a fourth shittah. Tanya, Vashim, Vayichayimer, Mimbalailahu. Much later on, this is the sixth parak, it says, Balailahu, Nodra, Shnas, Hamelech. This is already after the first party. That's where that part of the Megillah is Ma'akev, and before that's not Ma'akev. So Amar Rav Yechanan, these four shittas, v'kulam mikra echad darshu, they all learn out for one pasuk, and this will explain the four shittas. It says in the pasuk, v'tichtoiv Esther hamalka v'mordechai Yehuda, it's called toikif. They wrote the whole entire toikif of the nates. Taikif literally means like the strength or the power of the knights. And the Machlekes says, what exactly, whose power are we referring to? They wrote down the Tokvay Shal Achashverosh, and that's what we have to read, which means the whole power of Achashverosh, which starts from the beginning, you have to start from there. Madam Ish Yehudi, Tokvay Shal Mardechai, means the power of Mardechai, which starts from Ish Yehudi. That's the power, the strength of Haman, which starts from Acha Hadvar Meila, Gidam Malchus Haman. That's the power of Nes. The Iker Nes starts from when Achzeres couldn't sleep, and he calls for a Sefer HaZachorinus, and because of that, Haman took Mordechai around the city on the horse, and from then on, it was a downfall for Haman. That's Tokvei Shel Nes. That's what the four Pshatim, it comes from what Tokev means. Rav Huna, and we pass him, by the way, like Rav Meir, you have to hear the whole entire Megillah. That's what we pass him. Rav Huna Amachar. Huna says the Bir Amachalik is from a different pasuk. The pasuk says, the entire pasuk says, Akein Karul Yom Ha'il Purim Al Shem Apur Akein Al Kol Divrei Ageres Hazois Uma Ra'u Al Kocho Uma Hagia Aleim. And the words Ma Ra'u Al Kocho Uma Hagia Aleim is going to be the point of contention between the four shittas. So Mandi Amakula holds like this. Ma ra'u means ma ra'u kashveirosh. What did Achzeres see? Shemishtamish became Beis Hamikdash. What was he thinking by mishtamish became Beis Hamikdash? Al kocha shundachash of shivim shnun, because he counted his own chesmen of 70 years below Yifrik, and they weren't saved yet. Klai Yisrael wasn't saved yet. Umar Gilem the Kotel Vashti. And what happened? Because of he got einish. Vashti was killed. Umandel Mishuhudi ma ra'u Mordechai dikti v'haman. What did Mordechai see that he started up with Haman? Akocha, the Shavin Avshe Vayizor. He saw that he made himself Vayizor. Ma'agile, and what happened at the end? This Rachadisa, and this happened because Mordechai was a tzaddik. Mandi Yama, the third pshat. Again, we're darshing Ma'akocha and Ma'ro and Kocha and Ma'agile. So Mandi Yama Ma'achad Var Ma'ili starts from the nace of stuff from the pasuk of Haman, because Ma'ro Haman. What the Shiskana Mechal Yehudim? Why did Haman decide to attack all the Jews? Al kocha, you know why? Mishum Demarcha Leichvel Yistachel. Demarcha Demar Bad Atim. Omagiyaleim. What happened to him at the end? Was so oisav as one of the solo oisav as one of the eights. Ultimately, what happened? He got hung on the eights. Him and his children. Man dem laylahu. Ma roach asferes to have a safe as a chorinos. Al kocha. Why did he think of bringing safe as a chorinos? Because al kocha zimnte Esther Hamvade. Because Haman was invited to the party together with Achashverosh to Esther, and he thought maybe they're planning something against him. So what did he see to ask if Achashverosh is Al-Kocha who's invited to the party? And what happened then? Esrachash Nisa. Omrav Chelpa Yomarav Chomba Gurya Omarav Halok the Reoim Akula. The Halok is like the Akula, like we said over before, and we learned this yesterday. Vafilu Mandi Yomam Ish Yehudi, even if the Kohen Mandi holds that, you yaitze from Ish Yehudi, which is the second parak. Tzricha is the Ksuva Kula. The whole Megillah has to be written Ksuva Kula. And we spoke at yesterday. It's a shayla if this is Makav the Eved Ksuva Kula, because we said yesterday's blot that you can have something missing. And we said the Rashi's Teretz, which was the Iker Halach and Shulchan Aruch, that the beginning and end has to be written. That for sure. The middle could be missing, but the beginning and end of Megillah has to be written. Megillah Sefer. On one hand, Megillah is called a Sefer. On the other hand, Nikras Egeris, it's called Egeris. One pasuk calls it a sefer. It says, "Umayma Esther Kiem Dibrei Hapurim Eilav Nichtav Sefer." And a different pasuk calls it Egeris. It says, "V'tichtav Esther Amalkavas V'chal Amarcha Yehuda." It's called Hikav L'Kaim as Egeris Hapurim Azayis Shenis Egeris Hapurim. So, is it Egeris or a sefer? So the Gemara says each one's teaching us something. Nikras Sefer, it's called a sefer to teach us Shem Tafra V'chutei Pishtam Sula. The halacha is you have to sew it with chutim from an animal, from sinews of animal. If you use flax, it's possible, it's like a sefer Torah. But it has a cool also, Nikos Egeras, Shem Hitabah Shloisha Chute Gidim Ksheira. That you only need three chutim, which means three places has to be sewed across a column, and not across the entire column. When it comes to sefer Torah, the whole thing has to be sewed. But when it comes to a Megillah, three chutim is enough. But it should be mishloshim, which means you should have it evenly spaced. That let's say if you have three chutim and you count from the beginning, it's not only at the end. So there's five spaces. There's one, two, three, four spaces. So it has to all be evenly spaced from the beginning to the first knot. Is this amount of space? Is it 5 inches to the next knot? Another 5 inches. Another. That's evenly spaced, and then it's good. And that's why it's called Igeris. That's what's called Igeris. The minig is it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, right, that they, we saw the whole thing. We saw the entire thing, like Sefer Torah, but Ba'atzem, it's mutter to do only Mishaloshim. Now, the Ran brings down from Ramban that there's another Nafka Mina that is called the Geras. He says, because of our Ramban, the Ran says, this Ran's earlier on the Perek, the Maider Mina b'miksas k'shero, we learned yesterday, miksas k'shero, missing miksas is kosher, kalu shakilu chavim b'megillah, why? Because it's called the Geras. And there's another thing learned from Geras, that can be missing some letters, different than a Sefer. A Sefer can't be missing anything, but a Geras can be missing something, is another thing learned out from a Geras.